Hare Krishna. It's always a very enlivening experience to be here. It's one of the most vibrant communities of ISKCON in the United States. Today I was just thinking, like, I was here when Sri Sri Radha Nilamadha were installed in early 80s. I forgot the exact year. What year? 86, yeah. 86. And the temple was very small and quite small and quite simple. And the thing that actually struck me at that time, such a small temple, but such big deities. And today I can see what a visionary Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to be. He was an exceptionally brilliant spiritual personality. And as I was saying, like, he was an amazing visionary. Like, today yoga has become so popular all over the world, but it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj who actually started a yoga center in Hong Kong. He went there and he saw the local people, Chinese people, are not going to be interested in Vedic philosophy as such. So he thought of attracting them in a certain way, and he could see that they're very much into physical well-being, people there. And he started the ISKCON center that he started there. In one side there was a BBT. There were two apartments in a multi-story building. One side was the BBT and the other side was a temple which was practically a yoga studio. And we can see like how he could foresee that how the yoga is going to become so popular. Those days, even in ISKCON, we are not really, I mean, practicing yoga was Maya those days actually. But he took that bold step because he felt that that is the way to preach Krishna consciousness in that area. And as you all know, he opened up China. China was an impossible area to go there. And he went there, it may sound a little strange, he went there as a representative of a whiskey company. Seagram. Because one of our godbrothers his father was the vice president of Seagram, and they arranged that, because to go to China as a devotee was practically impossible. And the way he started preaching there was also amazing. Like, he rented a suite in a 5-star hotel and smuggled in cooking utensils and stove, and they were cooking there, inviting people to come there, serving them prasad and giving them Krishna consciousness. And so today I can see that Tamal Krishna Maharaj could see that this day will come. magnificent temple will be built for Shri Shri Radhak Nilamadhav. Another thing, another revolutionary thing that Tamal Krishna Maharaj did at that time was he gave this the service assignment of this temple to the householders. A few householders were the ones who actually took up he gave them the responsibility. Generally, ISKCON temples means brahmacharis. But, you know, he assigned the householders to take care completely, date, mangalartik worship, cooking, maintaining the temple, everything. And we can see that it's developed into such an amazing congregation here. And so I'm very, very happy to be here. And so it has been announced that the topic for this seminar is priceless gift. And before we get into that topic, I thought that I will sing some bhajan, which actually it's a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 31st chapter. And this particular verse is actually indicating Srila Prabhupada's appearance and achievements. This verse was actually sung by the gopis. This is the 9th verse of this chapter, which is known as Gopi Geet. Krishna all of a sudden left from the Rasa Mandali. Krishna was dancing with 16,000 gopis, and then all of a sudden Krishna left the Rasa Mandali, and all the gopis started to search for Krishna. And while searching, they came to the bank of Jamuna, and expressing the agony of their hearts, they started to sing. They started to express their agony through these verses. And the 9th verse is actually saying that Krishna, the nectarian words of you and about you, tava kathamritam tapta jivanam, soothes the suffering condition, extinguishes the forest fire of their suffering condition. Tapta jivanam. And these words are sung, this glorification of Krishna and teachings of Krishna is sung by the most exalted spiritual personalities, kobi bhir iritam. Personalities like Lord Brahma, Narad, Vasudev, kobi bhir iritam. And this Krishna kathamritam, tava kathamritam, kalma shapaham, it destroys all the impurities in the heart. And shravana mangalam, it brings, just by hearing, one receives the greatest auspiciousness. Shravana Mangalam. Srimadatatam, it gives the most wonderful transcendental wealth. Srimadatatam. And Bhubi Grinanti Ye Bhuridajana. Those who distribute this Krishna Katha, Krishna consciousness, all over the world. Bhubi Grinanti. All over the world. They are indeed the most munificent personalities. Bhubi Grinanti Ye Bhuridajana. Now here is the point. Krishna consciousness has been given to this world, but it was only limited to India, not all over the world. But here it is saying the one who distributes it all over the world is the most munificent personality. So who did that? All over the world. Brought it out of the precincts of India and subcontinent and distributed it all over the world. Now this is not the only factor. The gopis are singing that. Another episode actually, another incident actually reveals the importance of this verse indicating Srila Prabhupada. King Prataparudra wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. He said, a sannyasi's business is not to meet a king, because the king is extremely materialistic person. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet him. Many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very intimate associates like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, Shikhi Mahiti, they kept on requesting him, please meet the king. He is not like that, he is a devotee. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely refused. He even told them that if you keep on insisting, then I'm just going to leave Jagannath Puri and I'll go away from here. And therefore they didn't dare to persuade him anymore. And so this is how reluctant Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to meet King Prataparudra. Then at the time of Rath Jatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the chariot, Jagannath. And Jagannath's chariot stops in a place called Balgandi, where Jagannath accepts the offering from everyone. Anybody can come and make their offering. So when Jagannath's chariot stopped in Balgandi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the adjacent garden and he was lying under a tree. And at that time King Prataparudra came disguised as an ordinary person and he started to massage Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And he was singing this Gopi Gita. When it came to the ninth verse, this one, Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kobibhir iritam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimadatatam bhubi grinanti ye bhuridajana. Bhubi grinanti, bhubi means throughout the world. The one who distributes this Krishna Katha, Krishna consciousness, all over the world, he is the most munificent personality. Now King Prataparudra may have said that, indicating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response was, indeed he is the one, he is the one who is the most munificent. The personality whom he didn't even want to see, he embraced him, he embraced King Prataparudra and kept on saying, Bhurida, Bhurida, indeed he is the most munificent. Now King Prataparudra may have indicated that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are the most munificent personality giving Krishna consciousness to everyone all over the world. But you have deprived King Prataparudra. Prataparudra is the only person who has been deprived of your mercy. He may have said that, but obviously Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't indicate that. Well, I am that Bhurida. I am that munificent personality. When he exclaimed that indeed he is the Bhurida, he is the most munificent, he is obviously indicating that somebody is going to come and distribute this Krishna consciousness all over the world. And we can, today at least, we can see who that personality is. So that's why I thought of singing this verse and a few other verses from this chapter. Alright? The thing has been projected, the lyrics have been projected onto the screen.
Kathamritam Tapto Jivanam Kobi Bhiriritam Kalmashapaham. Tab kathamritam tapta jivanam kobi bhiriritam kalmashapaham. Shravana Mangala Srimadatata Bhubi Vrinanti Jibhuri Dajana. Shravana Mangala Srimadatata Bhubi Grinanti Jibhuri Dajana. Shravana Mangala Jayati te dhika janamana braja shayata indira shashvadatrahi. Doita drishyata dikshuta baka toi drita shava tang vichinnate. Sharadudashaye sadhujatasa sarasijodaro shrimushadrisha. Suratanathate shulkadashika varadanignato neha kimbadha. Vishajalapaya Dyalarakshasa Barshamaruta Vaidutanala. Vrishamayatmaja Vishato bhaya Rishabhate bayam Rakshitamuha. Nakhalu gopika nandano bhava akhila dehina antaratmadri. Thank you. bikhano sharthito bishaguptaye shakhau deva shattatam kule. Tabo kathamritam tapta jivanam kobibhiriritam kalmashataham. Shravana Mangala Shrimadataka Bhuvi Grinanti Jibhuri Dajana. Bhuvigrinanti ye bhuridajana.
Gaur Premanande Hari. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Sabdhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bansha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Shri Radha Nila Madhava Ki. Shri Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Giridhari ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samabeto Bhaktavrita ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. So the topic is the priceless gift. Actually, last time when I was here, I think that was in February. Anyway, whenever it was, so during our discussion, it actually came out that often, in spite of joining ISKCON, in spite of being initiated, we tend to become slack in our spiritual life. And so my response to that was, because we tend to forget what an amazing gift we received from Srila Prabhupada. What an amazing gift Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to this world. And then also came a request to come again. And this time the request was that why not give a seminar? And so I complied. And so we thought that let the topic be the amazing gift that we have received. So, the priceless gift that we have received. It's an effort to remind everyone about what we actually got. In that respect, the immediate response that comes to my mind is, because we didn't recognize what an amazing gift it is, what a priceless gift it is. It is like sometimes the billionaire father to a child on a child's birthday, gives him a gift. He puts a few $100 million in a bank account in his name. He gives the child a check But does the child realize what it is actually he got? He would probably think, it would have been better to get a teddy bear instead of this piece of paper. Because he's a child. He can't really recognize, he can't understand what that small piece of paper is actually bestowing him, giving him. And our case, our situation is like that little child. We fail to recognize the importance of this gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us. And that's why it is important that we discuss about it. For next 2 days, in 4 sessions, we will try to evaluate that gift, the price of this gift. Do you think it's a good idea? So anyway, next few days sessions actually will be, briefly I will just say what I've been thinking of. Like the first session, we will discuss about this gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The age of Kali is the most degraded age. Like as the time moves in cycle, from Satya to Treta to Dwapar, the condition of this world deteriorates. The world becomes more and more sinful. And Kali Yuga is the ultimate movement of that time cycle, where this is the most sinful of all ages. In this age, we all are practically submerged in an ocean of sin. That is the condition of this age. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead has given an amazing gift to this age. Although it is the most degraded of all ages, in this age, one can achieve the highest spiritual goal extremely easily. That in one hand is the most sinful age, but at the same time, this age gives us the opportunity to become elevated to the topmost region of the spiritual sky practically without any effort. Effortlessly we can be elevated to the topmost region of the spiritual sky. That's the gift. And in order to do that, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to create the good fortune for this age. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made an amazing arrangement. He wanted this movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, to spread all over the world, providing the opportunity to anyone and everyone in this cell, irrespective of who he is and where he is. And that arrangement is a very systematic arrangement, which was started by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his teachings disappear from this planet, become eclipsed by all kinds of unscrupulous, degraded activities of some unscrupulous individuals who are presenting their upasampradaya, their deviant and distorted teachings in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's how Mahaprabhu's teachings got lost. Soon after his, practically 250 years after his disappearance. But then came Bhakti Vinod Thakur, revived Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings from Then came Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He actually distributed that by giving it a very specific shape. And then came Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these three personalities in succession are actually fulfilling a very wonderful arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So tomorrow morning session we will try to discuss that. Then the second session we will discuss, tomorrow's second session, afternoon session, we'll discuss what this gift is actually. How come this is the most elevated and most precious and most exalted and most profound spiritual gift? And in order to establish that, we will discuss about Sanatan Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In these two parts of this book, Sanatan Goswami is establishing what is the topmost spiritual achievement, what is the topmost region of the spiritual world, and what is the topmost spiritual activity. In two parts he describes that. So in the afternoon session tomorrow we'll discuss about that. And then the next session, the fourth session, we'll discuss about how the six philosophies, Shat Darshan, six branches of Vedic philosophy is establishing that point. What is the highest region of the, what is the highest spiritual achievement? So it is philosophy, but I assure you it's not going to be so dry. And then the last session we'll discuss how Srila Prabhupada made the perfect arrangement for this Krishna consciousness movement to continue to spread for 10,000 years. And that is ISKCON. What is this arrangement that Srila Prabhupada made? The perfect spiritual arrangement for continuing the mission. For, we don't know whether it will be 10,000 years or not, but at least we know that this is the way it is going to continue. We need, there's a need for an institution to structure the activities and the members so that the collectively this mission, through the collective endeavors of the participants of this movement, will continue to spread this movement all over the world. So these are the four next sessions that we are going to discuss about. And in order to understand what the priceless gift actually is. So, and today I wanted to discuss a few other things also. Let me see. And in this way, it is very important for us actually to recognize what we got. And it is not just becoming a member of ISKCON and even just participating in the activities of this institution, even in a way assist the movement to continue to grow. All these are there, but it is important that to sustain our involvement, it is important to recognize what we are doing and why we are doing what we are doing. So thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Please feel free to ask if you have any. Yes. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I think it's 10 to 12, 10 to 12, and then 3 to 5. Thank you. Any other question? Yes. Yeah. Take the mic.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for this wonderful session. I have always wondered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and then in the middle, just like you mentioned, for 200-250 years, this sweetness, this knowledge disappeared and then it reappeared with the help of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And you also mentioned one reason, that there were some unauthorized personalities. What was the inner reason or deeper reason why this knowledge disappeared?
Okay, very good point. Very good point. Like, well, there must have been many, many reasons, because when Krishna does something, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does something, there must be various reasons for that. But personally, I feel that one of the main reasons is to make the world see the real value of this movement. Real purpose of the movement, the shape of the movement, like disappearing and, you know, then reviving through Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's also showing that the possible difficulties or the possibility of being contaminated, what we should actually be careful about not to, you know, and the thing is also for everyone to recognize its real value, because when something disappears and then re-emerges, then we tend to appreciate the value even more. Like a person who lost his sight, when he gets his sight back, then he realizes what is the value of the eyes. So these are the few reasons that apparently appears. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj, for arranging this wonderful seminar. Truly, we have been given such a priceless gift by Srila Prabhupada, and today and in this seminar we have an opportunity to appreciate what a great gift we have been given and then give it to other people. My question is, while we are, of course, ourselves appreciating this gift and trying to impress the unbelievable value of this gift to others, how can we do that in a way that doesn't come across as fanatical and forceful and pushy and aggressive and this and that, because people don't really like to hear that they're slackening or they're just...
Yeah, very good point.
Thank you.
So I would say that yes, sometimes the medicine, which apparently is very bitter, is presented with a sugar coating. Right? So yes, we have to present it in such a way that one feels inspired, spontaneously inspired to accept it. And for that matter, it's very true, like we shouldn't just try to, you know, try to force it in such a way that one may become averse to accepting it. And the way to do it, you know, like for example, you know, a preacher has to have a very, inherent ability to recognize the situation of the person he's preaching to. Right? Like, say, one may be a PhD, but when he goes to the primary school, he doesn't give his PhD knowledge there. You know, he gives it in a such a way that those children can understand it and appreciate it. So the preacher has to have this ability to assess, you know, to whom they are preaching. And another very important aspect of preaching is by befriending. We have first befriend them, develop a relationship. You see, when you have a relationship, then whatever you're offering, they'll accept. But if that relationship is lacking, then no matter how precious a thing you may be offering, one may be unwilling to accept it. So that's why, and I mean, we can see how Prabhupada did it. I mean, we see how difficult it is to make devotees in the West. But consider, Prabhupada came, and it's the Westerners, the American boys and girls, who actually came forward to assist him in the movement, to spread the movement. In today, I mean, even to make one American devotee becomes such a rare, rare thing. But Prabhupada had hundreds of them, thousands of them. And how did he do that? You know, the secret is love. Whoever came in contact with Srila Prabhupada saw that here is a person who came to distribute love without any return. But then we saw, because Prabhupada, they felt that Prabhupada loved them, therefore they also loved him, and out of their love they not only, you know, offered themselves, they actually went out of their way to practically conquer the world and offer it to Srila Prabhupada. Like, just consider, you know, a person went to America, doesn't have any money. Barely by selling a few books, you know, he is collecting something. And then, you know, I mean, whatever little money he had, he would buy some vegetables and other ingredients in the Chinatown and cook himself and invite those boys and girls, come eat here. Who would ever do that? At least in the West, you don't see such kind of display of care and concern. I mean, Prabhupada went out of his way to do things. He saw that they liked those boys and girls, they liked gulab jamun. And Prabhupada used to make gulab jamun, and a jar full of gulab jamun was there for anyone to come and eat it anytime they wanted. And there used to be a slogan those days among themselves. They used to call it the bullet. ISKCON bullet, yeah. They used to call it ISKCON bullet, and the slogan was, a bullet a day keeps Maya away. So these are the lessons that we have to take from Srila Prabhupada's own action. Yes, you know, they shouldn't see us as fanatical. I mean, from a distance they may feel that we are strange, you know. Like, One day in Ireland, I was waiting in the airport for a flight, and just in front of me, there was a skinhead. You know, skinhead, they also shave. Those days, you know, like, shaving was not a common thing. And only few individuals, like the skinheads, used to shave their heads. So he was sitting in front of me. I was looking at him, and I was wondering, most really, everyone see me also in the same way. Shaved head. Probably the only difference is that we have a ponytail. And so our appearance may be strange. But, you know, like when they come close to us, they see. How wonderful these devotees are. So there is no need to present it in a very rigid, fanatical way. But just, you know, make them recognize what it actually is. Initially, they may not appreciate the philosophy, but at least let them appreciate our cooking. And so many times people say that, you know, this is the best food they ever had. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, take the mic, please.
So I was reflecting on what you were saying as far as prasadam and cooking. And I remember in the early days in Dallas, my spiritual master, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, to the chagrin of many, stopped airport book distribution because he felt that it was not creating a favorable impression.
Yeah.
And he chose to open up Kalachanji's restaurant and make it a platform that was not proselytizing, but to bring a beautiful prasadam.
True.
And I remember Bhattadhari Prabhu, when we were serving in Laguna Beach, said, you know, the Christians say that you can't go to the kingdom of God except through Jesus. And he said, I'm a firm believer you can't go back to Godhead except through prasadam.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Yes.
Jai Maharaj, you when you were talking about this most precious gift, you said that it's so easy to get it, and I hope you're going to talk about that tomorrow, and I'm eager to hear, because I was listening in a class from Tamal Krishna Maharaj, my guru as well. And he was saying, you know, at the beginning they just told us chant and be happy, but if they really would have told us where we were getting into it, many of us wouldn't have signed up for it. So, you know, are you going to explain during the course, you know, how easy it is, even though it's Kali Yuga and we have our minds and our false ego that presents so many obstacles and pull us back? Are you going to help us with that, Maharaj?
Yes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. That was a comment, yeah? Right. It was a comment you made.
Well,
it was not a question.
Well, yeah, I guess the question may be answered throughout the seminar then.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is, you know, it is the highest thing at the lowest cost. Right. Yeah, it's so easy, yeah. Like, you see, to practice spiritual life, one had to leave everything, go into the solitude, right, away from everything and practice it. And, you know, the practices involved, you know, such rigid, you know, austerities and all. But with us, Krishna consciousness, anybody, anywhere can, all one has to do is simply chant the holy name. And not only chant, sing. Who doesn't like to sing? Who doesn't like to dance? Right? By singing and dancing, you are going back to Godhead. That's about all. Yeah, whatever we are doing must be done sincerely, right? Not half-heartedly, haphazardly. Yeah, must be done sincerely. Yes?
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutane Simate Tama Krishna Goswami Nitya Namne Prabhupada Shishya Varaya Namo Natarane Mahaprabhupada Nevati Natat Priyakarne Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vistabhutri Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tiravani Namaste Sarasadeva Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pasati Restani Anchakal Putra Vyasya Kupa Sundhavayata Patana Pana Vashimova Namana.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your priceless gift of Prabhupada. You know, of course, he has given countless priceless gifts to us. Unfortunately, I'm not able to recognize them and utilize his gifts. So I'm hoping your seminar will open my eyes and hopefully I utilize his priceless gifts. Of course, we have his books right here. And, you know, hopefully with your blessings, I would be able to read all of them within my lifetime. Of course, he has given us BBT and all his temples. And most importantly, the most precious gift is his disciples like you, who are spreading Krishna consciousness and who are making sure that ISKCON will, has stood along with Gurudev, yourself and other advanced devotees. The ISKCON movement is going strong even after 50 years, and I'm sure it'll withstand the onslaught of time and spread Krishna consciousness for 10,000 years and on, as it has been predicted. Hare Krishna. I'm extremely grateful to you for your seminar. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so thank you all very much. So